peace decree. To you I'm just a man, to me you're all I am. Where the hell am I supposed to go? I poison myself again, something in the orange tells me you're never coming home. To me you're all I am, where the hell am I supposed to go? I poison myself again, something in the orange tells me you're never coming home. If you leave today, I'll just stare at the way the orange touches all things around. The grass, trees and dew, how I just hate you. Please turn those headlights around. Please turn those headlights around.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. Israel's military has issued an unprecedented order for civilians to evacuate Gaza City ahead of a ground offensive.
A spokesperson for Israel's military, Lieutenant Colonel Jonathan Conricus, described the evacuation message that has been broadcast to some 1 million people living in Gaza.
This evacuation is for your own safety. You will be able to return to Gaza City only when another announcement permitting it is made. Do not approach the area of the security fence with the State of Israel.
The evacuation order sparked confusion amongst civilians and aid workers. I'm Karen Shamas.
Also at townhall.com, Republicans convening behind closed doors again as the search for a House Speaker drags deeper into a second week. Attention has swiftly turned to Representative Jim Jordan, the Judiciary Committee chairman, as the next potential candidate. Majority Leader Steve Scalise abruptly ended his bid when it became clear hardline holdouts refused to back him. Kaiser Permanente has reached a tentative deal with unions. Jennifer King has more.
The company and the coalition of Kaiser Permanente unions that represent 75,000 healthcare workers confirmed the agreement with posts on social media this morning, but there's been no formal vote yet. Workers staged a three-day strike last week. Their last contract was ratified in 2019. Union members say there's still a short staffing crisis that was worsened by the pandemic, while the company says it's hired 51,000 workers since 2022. Bargaining sessions have been scheduled for this week, according to the unions. The company was on notice that another strike was possible on November 1st, and the expiration of a contract covering the Seattle area would enable other workers to join. I'm Jennifer King.
The Dow is ahead 59 points. The NASDAQ losing 132 points. More at townhall.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnow. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group, because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898 and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
China's economy remains in the doldrums.
Prices are falling due to slack demand from consumers and businesses. Data showed consumer prices in China remained flat last month compared with a year earlier, while wholesale prices fell 2.5%. Exports and imports also fell last month as demand fell in overseas markets. Trade ticked up slightly from the month before, and manufacturing is showing signs of improvement.
Correspondent Jeremy House. The faltering recovery of the world's second largest economy from the shocks of the pandemic is dragging on regional and global growth, though economists have said the worst might have passed. A Mexican Armed Forces helicopter crashing in the northern state of Durango, killing three military personnel. The area is a drug-producing region, and choppers are often used in anti-drug and eradication efforts. Breaking news at townhall.com. Embattled Democrat Senator Bob Menendez facing a new indictment.
Menendez is now charged with acting, along with his wife, as a foreign agent of Egypt between 2018 and 2022. The indictment reads, quote, among other actions, Menendez provided sensitive U.S. government information and took other steps that secretly aided the government of Egypt. The charge comes on top of allegations less than a month ago that Menendez accepted bribes from Egypt in exchange for his political influence. Bob Agner reporting.
Missouri regulators allowing the multi-state wind energy power line to increase the amount of power to the state's consumers. Permission granted for the Grain Belt Express to expand to bring as much as 2,500 megawatts of power to Missouri, the equivalent of four nuclear power plants. The project will unlock $7.5 billion in energy cost savings. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm John Scott.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Stock up and save on the toughest filters in the business during Wix Filters sale days at your local Auto Value parts store. Not only will you get the best deal of the season on our very best filters, but you'll also find deep discounts on oil, fluids, grease, batteries, and more. Upgrade your filters during Wix Filters sale days at your local Auto Value parts store. See store for official sale dates. Auto Value. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Ted Aylin. An amended Brewer ballpark funding deal clears a key vote in an assembly committee. Saukville Republican Rob Brooks said Thursday it's been a long road.
To get to where we are today, to where we can truly say it does not have a negative impact, it's not going to offset $1 in their levy, I think is a tremendous accomplishment. It wouldn't have happened without cooperation.
The bill still has Milwaukee City and County, the state, and the team paying for repairs, but the amendment cuts an administrative fee the state charges for local sales taxes. That'll save local governments millions of dollars over the term of the stadium lease. The measure, which has the support of Governor Tony Evers, is now ready for a vote in the full assembly. Republicans in the state assembly passed a bill Thursday that would prohibit doctors from offering or performing gender-affirming medical treatments to minors.
Speaker Robin Voss says doctors are being reckless with the health of their patients.
If you go back in history, the way to treat mental illness 50 to 100 years ago was a lobotomy. And at the time, that was settled science. That's just the way it was supposed to be.
Democratic Governor Tony Evers is expected to veto the bill, and the Wisconsin Medical Society opposes that measure. The governor is also expected to veto bills that would keep transgender students from playing in boys' or girls' high school sports. Raymond Newpert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A judge could issue an arrest warrant for a missing Toma man accused in a 2016 death. Shane Helmbrick was found incompetent to stand trial after being charged with first-degree intentional homicide for the death of Jen Ward inside her Eau Claire home. The current whereabouts of Helmbrick, who left the group home in Toma he was staying in last month and was found in New Mexico, are unknown. After a judge ordered Monday that Helmbrick return to the state of Wisconsin within 48 hours, a hearing scheduled for today will decide if an arrest warrant will be issued for Helmbrick. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Put a frog in boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
A hardware store in Middleton was hit by a thief Wednesday night, literally.
Police say a driver rammed his vehicle into an Ace Hardware store, stole some items, and then got back into his vehicle and sped off. As he was trying to get away, he struck a pedestrian and another vehicle. The pedestrian received just minor injuries. There was a huge police response, and it didn't take too long for cops to bring this chase to an end, as there were over a dozen squads involved and a couple of SWAT-type armored vehicles. The suspect was taken into custody. Robin Colbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And a television legend in central Wisconsin died Thursday. Mark Zelich spent a half century working as a sportscaster, news director, and special projects coordinator at WSAW-TV in Wausau. Zelich stepped away from his full-time duties at the station in 1994 and was inducted into the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association Hall of Fame in 1998. Mark Zelich was 95 years old. Ted Ahlen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Jane Hakenen, 68, of Prentice, passed away on October 8th at the Waterford in Park Falls. She is survived by her devoted husband, Howard, by her children, Heike, Nikki, Kanan, and Cameron. Survived also by her grandchildren and by her dear friends. Memorial service to be held Friday, October 13th, at the Prentice First Baptist Church, located in Prentice, with Pastor Jordan Scott from the New Beginnings Church officiating. Visitation begins at 3 p.m. and continues until the service, starting at 4 p.m. Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Jane Hakenen, 68, Prentice. This is the funeral notice for Patricia Mary McMullen of Minocqua, beloved mother and grandmother. Patricia is survived by her three children, Cynthia Leigh Naco, by David McMullen, and by Benton McMullen. Further survived by 8 grandchildren, by 15 great-grandchildren, and by 4 great-great-grandchildren. Visitation for Pat will be held on Saturday, October 14th at Holy Family Catholic Church in Woodruff from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. with a funeral mass at 11 a.m., followed by the burial at Sunset Memorial Garden Cemetery in Arborvita. The Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Patricia Mary McMullen of Minocqua. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips. Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP, next to McDonald's.
Life is full of adventures. Get the most out of them with the help of a primary care team you can count on. At Marshfield Clinic Health System, primary care is dedicated to keeping you well when you're up, getting you back to yourself when you're down, and most importantly, helping you enjoy each adventure with confidence. Request your primary care appointment at a Marshfield Clinic location near you. Visit marshfieldclinic.org/primary care.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The best fall colors this weekend will be across the northern half of the state, but there's some decent color in many areas across the south half, too. We just need some cooperative weather, not starting out very pleasant at all. And this is a big hunting weekend with more hunting seasons opening up for pheasant, partridge, and quail, and also some of the fur-bearing hunting seasons open, and trapping seasons as well for fox and coyote and raccoon and bobcat. So good luck. Stay warm and dry. 10:30 to 12:30 is our major fish feeding period today. The minor is 4:30 till 5:30 later on this afternoon. And speaking of fishing, of course, the water temperatures on our lakes continue to go down through the 50s, and musky anglers are out in full force. Your major fish feeding periods for Saturday and Sunday will be around midday, so within an hour of noon. The minor fish feeding periods are in the evening hours. We've got a waning crescent moon. It's new tomorrow, so basically rising and setting the same time the sun rises and sets. And now sunrise time is after 7. Sunset time is around 6:30, so we're approaching that 11 and a half hour length of day at this point. Twilight time is close to 6:30 in the morning and around 7 o'clock in the evening. Now, weather-wise, it's pretty wet today with rain and stiff northeast winds and temperatures holding in the 40s. Rain continues tonight with the strong wind. And then tomorrow we'll have clouds, could have a few light rain showers. Temperatures are in the 40s to near 50. North winds are at 12 to 25 miles an hour. Sunday we could see scattered sun, outside chance for a light shower. Certainly a much drier day with temperatures near 50. And north winds at about 8 to 16 miles per hour. And with this being my final outdoor report day, since I'm retiring after today, I want to thank the radio station and the staff for allowing me to be a part of the programming for all these years. It's been great. And, of course, thank you to our listeners. Thank you very much. Take care. It's been a blast. With today's outdoor report, I'm Carl Klopotik.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end.
Enjoy an evening of music you've loved for years with Hourglass, a James Taylor tribute on Saturday, October 21st at Lake of the Torches. Hourglass is an acclaimed tribute band devoted to the artistry of James Taylor. They'll perform a wide range of James Taylor classics from Carolina in My Mind, Fire and Rain, to Shower the People, and many more. Purchase your tickets now at lakeofthetorches.com or call 1-800-25-TORCH. You must be 18 to attend all shows. Winning is more fun at the lake.
But I always thought that I'd see you again.
The next time you buy a cart full of groceries, make that car payment, or write that big mortgage check, ask yourself, what would my family do if I wasn't there to buy those groceries, make that payment, or write that check? If you didn't like the answer, ask a State Farm agent about life insurance and start getting some answers you will like. Welcome to that place where doing it for them meets doing it today. Get started by contacting State Farm agent Diana Skowinski, Highway 13, Park Falls. Visit Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, Wisconsin, and get your best night's sleep on a spring air mattress set. Queen and full sizes on display with twin and king available. Plus, Ken will deliver no charge within 40 miles of Phillips. At Ken, you're going to find several types of flooring and carpeting by Mohawk with installation right from the store. Also, shop a variety of consignment furniture and other unique items on display. Open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday, Ken's Carpet Center is your K&B appliance outlet also. Stop in today or call Ken's Carpet at 715-339-4838 for measurements and installation. Ken's Carpet, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Are you looking for someplace fun and exciting to go to? Then set your sights to Cave of the Mounds in southwest Wisconsin. This geologic wonder is a comfortable 50 degrees year-round with stunning and colorful displays of underground crystal formations. For something even more spectacular, visit Cave of the Mounds for one of the many guided specialty tours, like the Blacklight Tour. It's a one-of-a-kind experience to watch the cave glow or visit during their many events and lectures this summer. Go to the Cave of the Mounds website for more information.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Cloudy skies this afternoon with scattered rain showers likely. High of 47, winds out of the east, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Overcast skies tonight, scattered rain showers likely, lows around 40. Chance for scattered rain showers again tomorrow. Highs level off around 48, cloudy skies expected. Temperatures below average Sunday and Monday with highs from the upper 40s to the lower 50s. Chance for scattered rain showers Sunday. Another look at the short range, high of 47 this afternoon, lows level off around 40 tonight, wish a top off around 48 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 45.
Get fantastic fall savings with 11% off everything at Menards. Save big on Halloween decor, including regular pumpkins. Just $3.99 each after rebate. Make fall cleanup a breeze with a 22.5-inch poly leaf rake. Just $4.99. And a pair of jersey work gloves. Just 49 cents, both after 11% off. Good through October 15th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details on fantastic fall savings.
Save big money at
great food at the Badger's Den Sports Bar and Grill on County Road W in Phillips, Wisconsin. Wing it up at the Den with Wing Ding Wednesdays. Thursday steak night featuring 16-ounce ribeyes. Friday fish fry with pure batter parmesan crusted cod. And be sure to stick around for late night happy hour from 8 to midnight with $2 domestics and $5 call mixers. And post recipe pizzas available anytime at the Badger's Den Sports Bar and Grill on County Road W, where it's never a question of whether or not there's entertainment, but who's playing this weekend.
Join us Friday, October 13th for all the fun and excitement of high school football. This week, join us at 7 p.m. on air at 98.3, online at 92country.com, or on the Civic Media mobile app for Washburn hosting Phillips. Announced by Jeff Hakenden and Scott Heckman. And also at 7 p.m., join us at 103.1 for the Schwamming and Butternut Mercer co-op team, hosting Northwoods and Solon Springs. Announced by Steve Jetland. High school football, brought to you by 98Q Country, your local Civic Media radio station.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra. In baseball last night, Nick Castellanos became the first player to hit multiple homers in consecutive postseason games, leading the Phillies to a 3-1 win in Game 4 of their NL Division Series, knocking the 104-win Braves out of the playoffs for the second straight year. Phillies will host the Diamondbacks, making their first trip since 2007, on Monday night in Philadelphia, as the Phillies look to make another run at the franchise's first World Series title since 2008. The ALCS is all set. Rangers in Houston Sunday for their Game 1. NFL Thursday Night Football, Patrick Mahomes, 306 yards and a touchdown. Harrison Butker with four field goals. And the Chiefs hauled off the Broncos 19-8. It was the Chiefs' 16th straight win over their longtime AFC West rivals. Russell Wilson held to 95 yards passing with a touchdown and a pair of picks. This is SRN Sports. College football, Donovan Smith threw a 49-yard touchdown pass that was caught by Stephon Johnson just as time expired, and that gave Houston a thrilling 41-39 win over West Virginia last night. Preston Stone threw three touchdown passes. Jonathan McGill returned an interception for a toddy, and SMU beats ECU 31-10 in a defensive battle The teams combined for 16 three-and-outs and 20 punts. Walt Garrison, who led the Big 8 in rushing for the Oklahoma State Cowboys, won a Super Bowl as a fullback with the Dallas Cowboys and competed as a rodeo cowboy as died. A fifth-round draft choice, Garrison played 9 years in Dallas and retired in 1974 as the number three rusher and the number four receiver in franchise history. But his big sport was rodeo. Walt Garrison was 79 years old. This is SRN Sports.
A dismal showing by the Denver offense as the Broncos fell to the Chiefs 19-8 in Kansas City last night. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. Russell Wilson passing for just 95 yards, 37 in the first half as the Broncos dropped to 1-5.
To win in our league, you got to be better throwing the ball, especially, you know, I don't think the wind was that big of a factor.
We had a chance, and I think we just got to play better, play cleaner. I think the best thing we can do is just keep believing. I got to play better, and that starts with me, and, you know, I know I'll respond the right way.
Sean Payton and Russell Wilson, Patrick Mahomes passing for 306 yards and a touchdown. Travis Kelce, 9 catches, 124 yards. Broncos will host the Packers a week from Sunday in Denver. Packers have the weekend off as they get their early bye. They're 2-3 on the season. 2-2 coming out of bye weeks under Matt LaFleur. He's trying to figure out what's wrong with the Packers offense. Slow starts, poor execution. The Packers return on Monday. LaFleur said everybody has to be ready to work.
Just whether it's drill work, whether it's teamwork, in order for our offense to come together and actually show progress. Because it's been very, very frustrating, I would say, the last couple of weeks. It's been so hit or miss.
Rest of the NFC North busy this weekend. 1-4 Vikings are in Chicago to face the 1-4 Bears. And the 4-1 Lions square off against the 3-1 Buccaneers in Tampa. Heartland Trophy on the line tomorrow when the Badgers and Hawkeyes meet in Madison. 3 p.m. kick at Camp Randall. Head coach Luke Fickell.
I'm excited. Obviously, I've played Iowa a lot and coached against Iowa a lot. And I think every single game that I've ever coached in, maybe one that I played in, but ended up being a complete battle as well, has been just that, kind of the history and the tradition of type of ball they play and what it comes down to. So excited for that, excited for our guys, and obviously for our first real kind of rivalry game this year.
Women's college hockey, top-ranked Badgers blank Minnesota State 6-0 last night. They're 5-0 on the season. Baseball, the Braves eliminated from the National League playoffs. They were beaten last night by the Phillies 3-1. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Native American children. Many live in poverty and face some very tough days. But they also have great days. And the days they love most, they happen here at St. Joseph's Indian School.
I love learning with my friends.
Playing music.
Lunchtime!
Math. And speaking of math, here are some awesome numbers.
96% of St. Joseph's Indian School students graduate high school. That's 10% higher than the national average. For almost 100 years, St. Joe's has been giving Native American children days they love and educating them for life. Learn more at stjo.org today.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Nothing slows my little girl down, except a stuffy nose.
Mommy?
That's why I use Sinex Children's Saline from Vicks. Sinex instantly clears mucus in everyday stuffy little noses with a gentle, ultra-fine mist designed for kids. Just Sinex? Breathe. Her stuffy nose is gone for now. And so is she.
Sinex Children's Saline. Sinex? Breathe. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Keeps going. There's more.
Only the best. The best. Only the best.
Right here.
98Q Country.
I love a
first cast when the water's glass and the line starts to run. Or that first sip of a cold beer when the working week's done. I love a twilight in the morning before the day wakes up. Or the windows down on a first ride in a paid up truck. And I love a slow down in a beach town with an ocean view. And I love a first fall Saturday trip down to Baton Rouge. And I love a six string with stars out on the campfire glow. Girl, that don't even come close to the way that it feels when you lean in and kiss me. The way that you dance when you get kind of tipsy. I'm wrapped around your finger like this ring I'm wearing. That look in your eye, girl, when you catch me staring. And I don't even know what it is, but now that I found it, I can't imagine me living without this. Back 40 view on our piece of ground, watching you watch the sun going down. That's what my world spins around.
Country.com.
Miss me more.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
McCollum, Burn It Down. So Taylor Swift's movie is opening this weekend. It will be number one. Here are the reviews that some people have done from NME magazine. Coming right to the cinema, lovingly shot footage of a modern pop star operating at the very peak of power, it says. Another reviewer, filled with both spectacle and strikingly intimate moments. This is her Eras tour that she's on. A complete celebration of her impressive 17 years in the entertainment business, another reviewer says. Fans enthralled by Eras concert will undoubtedly thrill at the opportunity to relive the magic and enjoy the Eras tour. another reviewer from the UK. The film more than justifies the hype. Here's another reviewer. Unless you're a devoted fan, concert films can be a rather dreary experience, but the sheer spectacle and energy of her film is enough to convert even the most rabid anti-Swiftie. I've seen Taylor Swift twice. I'll tell you about that coming up in just a few right here.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote.
We're going abroad for the first time in years to Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Cloudy skies this afternoon with scattered rain showers likely. High of 47, winds out of the east, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Overcast skies tonight, scattered rain showers likely, lows around 40. Chance for scattered rain showers again tomorrow. Highs level off around 48, cloudy skies expected. Temperatures below average Sunday and Monday with highs from the upper 40s to the lower 50s. Chance for scattered rain showers Sunday. Another look at the short range, high of 47 this afternoon, lows level off around 40 tonight, we should top off around 48 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country, right now 45.
Your radio's found the right place.
You guys have so much music.
One great song after another.
Give me another hit.
98 Q Country.
Some news. Don't you tell daddy, he'll blow a fuse. Don't worry, I'm doing okay. I know you raised me to know right from wrong. It ain't what you think,
air at 98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
Preacher said he died too young. Over there, toting that gun for Uncle Sam and our freedom. Mom and Dad dressed in black. They folded up that flag, handed it to Dad, and started praying. Yeah.
Favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country. We'll be right back.
Dickerson, God gave me a girl. I'll tell you this, when you go to a Taylor Swift concert, there is no line at the men's bathroom. It's all at the girls' bathroom. Yeah, it's filled with girls, young ladies, women, mothers, girls. Her shows are fantastic. Now, I was at the point in my career in radio, I got free tickets to both of the shows I saw. So that's why I went. And when I went to the first one, it's like, man, this is the greatest show I've ever seen. And then when I got tickets to the second one, it was like, I got to go see this show. So, yep, I recommend if you can go to the movie, but you couldn't go to the show or you're a bit jaded about Taylor Swift, go. I think it will unjade you.
With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Kind of like choosing Derek Jeter as the pinch hitter for your baseball team.
Jeter, you're in. We need a home run.
I'll give it a try. I've swung a bat once or twice.
That's out of here.
Yep, even easier than that. With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One and a member FDIC.
At Staples, you can count on every project being print perfect, guaranteed.
I need invitations and posters printed, and they have to be perfect.
I need beautifully bound booklets and presentations for my business.
Your invitations and booklets will be in captivating color and will be done right every time. That's Staples' Print Big Promise. And right now at Staples, get $50 off your print purchase of $150 or more. Try Staples and see the difference. Ends 10/14. Exclusions apply. See associate or visit staples.com/print for details.
Brand new country.
Drink a watermelon moonshine. Cut the burn with a little light.
Say what you do, girl. You know, damn near everything I love.
This just sounds so freaking good. I love it.
98Q Country.
Headlights, I'm a mama's boy, I'm a fist fight. Kinda county light, kinda cold beer. Little hat down, little John Deere. I kinda give a damn, I kinda don't care. You see the girl standing right there. She loves a small town boy like me. She's my ride or die, baby. She's my cool, she's my crazy. She's my laid back in the front seat. She's my with me till the end. Get it up. I can stick it up. I guess that's why she can't get it.
small town.